was mir erstmal von der Occupational Therapy Recreation and Hospital. She was speaking to us about how children deserve equal rights and how occupational therapy helps children in the hospital in the everyday life. So, Melissa, can you please tell us more about yourself?
Thank you so much, Sadiq. My name, so as you said, is Melissa Filter, and I studied at the University of Pretoria, then worked a little bit in KwaZulu-Natal, and then moved to Red Cross Children's Hospital in 2016 to start working here as an occupational therapist, and that's definitely been a lifelong dream.
As OT, what's your main focus with children with disabilities?
So we work with a range of different disabilities. So I would say that our focus is always to be able to help the child to do as much as they can by themselves, or to equip the family and help the family to know how to help their child best. So this would include being able to play, being able to go to school, being able to dress yourself, all of the different things that you need to be able to do in everyday life.
Today we're talking about disability rights. What do you think are important?
I think that disability rights are very important. I think that we need to fight for disability rights because it doesn't seem like they come that automatically. So I think it's so important to have more special schools, to have more schools that are wheelchair friendly, to have more schools where children that might be deaf or blind can learn. And not only schools, I mean, if we go to a park, you need to be able to get into the park and play in the park, even if you are in a wheelchair, or even if you need a dog and a stick, if you're blind and you need to walk. There's many different places, I guess. And later on, when you want to work, because we all want to work one day, we need to be able to make sure that our workplaces are accessible, yes, and are made in such a way that people with disabilities can not only work there, but really live out their true talents there.
What do you do to make public facilities disabled friendly?
So what I would do is that I would say that part of our role would be to go to like the management of schools or discuss with the Department of Education to make the schools more accessible. The same would apply to any of the other places that we've discussed, like a playground or a park. So it's definitely part of our role to go to the higher levels, even to government, and keep fighting for the rights of children and people with disabilities so that everyone has equal access to everything around us, because it's our right to have access.
Yes. How would you encourage disabled people that want to take part in sport?
I think that taking part in sport is one of those things that we discuss that we want to do. So like going to school, we also want to take part in sports. Like working, we also want to take part in sports. So I think I would always encourage people with disabilities to go and become part of teams. So there are already some teams. So if you Google, you'll find like wheelchair basketball, you'll find wheelchair darts, you'll find,
yes,
all kinds
for
of things.
Wheelchair people.
Exactly.
I tried it once.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. So I think there's so many sports out there, and the more people that participate, the more those organizations will grow as well. And yes, we can always make new ones.
Yes. Mm. What would you tell a teenager was like me, they got eye spasms and high tones due to my disability?
I would say that it's very, very important to listen to your physiotherapist and your occupational therapist and do your exercises. So I think there's many things that you can learn in the hospital from your therapists as to what stretches you need to do, or how you can manage,
yes,
that best. But the trick is to do the exercises at home.
I'm not so sure about that.
Okay. It's okay.
Can you give disabilities.
So I would really encourage every child and every adult with a disability not to let the disability stop them. I think that we all have dreams and we all have goals, and if we have people around us that can support us, then everyone can achieve some of those goals. And I think that we must keep fighting for rights, and everyone around us must keep fighting for rights. And then as organizations become more open to people with disabilities, that will become much easier to access everything that we want to access.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
Yeah, I think that I would really like to thank Red Cross Radio for talking about this topic, because I think it's very important and I don't think it's spoken about enough.
Over to you, Amina.